Hello, my name is Brandon. Thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, my name is Bianca King. Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
You sounded like an automated.
Oh,
Don't
did
sound like
I?
that.
I appreciate that. I'll take that as a
Yeah, no,
compliment.
it was a compliment. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That means you have a good voice.
Thank you. Well, this is a recorded line. Are you calling in regards to a claim to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I am.
You are. Okay. And have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding it?
No.
No. Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents against Depo Provera?
Yes, I haven't signed anything or spoken to any attorneys as
Okay.
of yet.
Got it. I'll make a note of that here. And was it you that was taking Depo Provera?
That's a claim for myself.
Okay. And how long ago was it that you were using it?
Maybe so this is 2025. I started using it in 2019.
2019. Okay.
Yep.
Got it. And for how many years did you use it for?
2 years.
2 years. Okay. So up until 2021.
Yep,
Okay.
2019 through 2021 would
Got it.
be
Okay.
accurate.
Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
I am.
You are.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
Oh,
no problem.
dude, I'm extremely tired today. I'm sorry.
No problem at all. Now, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
My injury. It was meningioma.
Okay,
It was
sorry
a
to hear
tumor
that.
I had.
And
Yep.
where was that located in your body? In
And my head, my brain.
your brain. Okay, got it. How long ago was it that you were diagnosed?
It was in 2021.
It was in 2021, so
Early.
sounds like that
Yep.
was the reason why you stopped taking Depo.
Well, kind of, yeah. I had a lot of symptoms that kept me going back and forth to the doctor. I was getting blotches on the skin. I didn't know I had that. Like I had loss of balance, things like that. I
Right.
had chronic hair loss, which I'm still dealing with to this day. I thought I was like just having high blood pressure. I got put on high blood pressure medication because I kept swelling, like my legs and feet and stuff like that.
Really?
But then, yeah, also too, I was having like some womanly issues. So, my doctor didn't know initially, got my gynecologist, if it was something related to that. And she was trying to give me biopsies and different things like
Right.
for polyps and ovarian cysts, but it ended up not being that.
I see. And that's when they found the diagnosis of the meningioma.
Yeah, I got a scan. Because I was getting headaches all the time too. Like I said, I wear glasses and corrective lenses already,
Right.
but I kept, it's a rough time in my life. We have to pay attention to our bodies because you never know. Like what if I had not caught it? But I was getting like I kept telling her that like my equilibrium was feeling like it was off,
Right.
and I was like, I lost a balance and just like I had a lot of like trouble. I was foggy a lot and trouble focusing and stuff. So.
Right. And this was on a consistent basis because normally these types of like the headaches and such, it's a one-off thing, but they were consistent every day or every week or so.
It was frequent enough for me to take concern. Yeah, it was like
Right.
multiple times a week. Literally, Brandon, like from my, with newer apartments and everything, now your bathroom is in your bedroom. So just like literally getting up from my bed to walk to the restroom if I had to use it in the
Right.
middle of the night or just at any time, like I would literally like fall over, like have to grab my nightstand or grab the wall or that kind of stuff was just it was off-putting and it was making me nervous. I think part of it, I started getting a bunch of anxiety and I'm like, we got to figure out what's happening because this is not normal.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you were able to actually go to a doctor regarding it. Did you go to an emergency room or did you set up an urgent care with your primary?
I did both only because I'm a hypochondriac, which paid off this time, right? So
Right.
I kept making appointments. I did some televisits with my PCP and my gynecologist, but then when I was just feeling too off, I kind of was concerned that I had like a virus or some type of, I didn't want to have like a viral infection or like a, because I used to get sinus infections a lot. They would make me feel kind of down, so I wanted to know if I had like some kind of nasally something going on that I needed an antibiotic for.
Right.
But ended up getting scans and they found it. They found the tumor.
I see. And that was through a CT scan as well as an MRI?
Yep.
Okay. Got it. Now, your diagnosis, it was in 2021. Do you remember what month? Was it towards the beginning or the end?
Let me see. So I stopped using it. This was after my birthday. My birthday is June 25th. It was like almost a month or so after my birthday, when I discontinued it, and then I was having those side effects. It must have been in August. It
Around
had to be like
August.
the middle of August. Yeah, like
Okay.
about August. But just say the middle, like 14. I'm sorry, I don't have an exact date for it. I'm
That's
just
okay.
trying to create a timeline in my head. I remember when my birthday came. Because, of course, this is something detrimental that you remember for life. So I remember when my birthday came, and then I stopped it like a month after that.
Okay, got it. So about a
And it was the
month after your
next
birthday,
month
and your birthday is on
yeah,
the 25th of June.
of June. Yeah, but then I stopped it in July, and then August is when I got the diagnosis.
Okay, got it. So approximately the middle of August was the diagnosis. And we can always refer back to medical records later down the line. You can
Okay.
also pull those yourself or let the law firm pull them. So that's completely up to you.
Yeah,
But moving
I'll
on.
probably let a law firm pull them, then I don't have to do extra work. I got enough.
Yeah, it usually is convenient. Okay, and your birthday, like you said, that was in June 25th. What's the year of your birth?
76.
76. Okay. Got it. And
Be
did you have
old.
family or friends around you that used EPO and also got the same type of injury?
I do have family and friends that used it. I don't know exactly. They did. Nobody had. No, I don't know anybody who had my same condition and who had to get
Okay.
radiology and get, the head surgery for that. So they took the tumor out. Most of it was gone. Then I had radiation for the rest.
Right.
However, my sister, and I don't know if this is directly related or not, she ended up having to have a hysterectomy. We both were taking that shot. But she didn't, get the tumor that I got, but she had a lot of issues with her reproductive
Right.
area, and she ended up having to get a hysterectomy
I'm sorry to hear that.
a few
Okay.
years ago.
Yeah. In regards to Depo, I've heard that it can cause cysts or even small tumors on, well, basically leading to a hysterectomy or a partial hysterectomy because they develop on the ovaries. That
She got
is
a full one. Because
entirely
she had too
separate
much
from.
going on down there. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Got it. Well, it might be worth letting her know that there is a lawsuit for Depo because a lot of different victims have experienced that. It's not necessarily the side that I would be taking an intake on, but it definitely does exist. Now, going back to the, I guess I could say a family history, did you ever have a family history of these tumors?
No.
Okay, got it. And when you were receiving Depo-Provera, did you receive it as a pill or as a shot?
As a shot.
Okay, got it. And this was the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera, correct?
Yeah, it had a generic name.
Oh, so you were taking a generic version? Your doctor
I
would
don't
let you know.
remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wanted to be as informed as I could when I called, and I found some time to call today. But I don't know. I guess, sometimes that would just depend on insurance. Sometimes insurance approved the real thing, and sometimes they insured, I mean, approved the generic version, but it was the same exact medication.
Right. Okay, got it. But to your knowledge, it was just the regular version.
Depo.
Okay, got it. And you used it from 2019 to 2021, so about, I would say about 2.5 years.
About 2 years and a couple of months. I
Okay.
remember it. I actually remember because I think I started it in July. Just little milestones in my life that I remember. Because it was after my birthday at that time too, in
Okay.
2019 when I first started taking it. Because I'm a little older. I'm about to be 49 this year. But back then, I was what, like 44, 45-ish, and I have children, so I didn't have no idea that I could get pregnant and surprised. So I remember that I started taking
Right.
it about July.
Okay, got it. Around July. So a bit after your birthday. Okay. And Between one of these years, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, I had more than four.
Right. You would take them every 3 months, so almost a bit more than eight, possibly.
Yep.
Okay. Got it. And on to questions about yourself. Now, this is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Thank
I
you.
identify as female, born as female.
Okay. And what is your current marital status?
I'm single.
Single at the moment. Okay. And your first name, Bianca, is that spelled BIANCA?
Yep, traditional way.
Got it. And King, King.
Yep.
Okay. Now, Bianca, do you have a middle name?
My middle initial is Y.
Okay, you just use Y. Okay, got it. And what is your social?
It is 394-804017.
4017. So 394804017.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, for your primary contact information, what I have down for your email is byking101@gmail.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, got it. And your
How
primary
did you
phone
get that?
number?
Maybe order from that little questionnaire thing I clicked.
I'm sorry?
How did you get
Your
that at my
email?
email? Yeah.
Yes, that would be from the questionnaire.
Oh, okay. I got nervous. I'm
Yes,
like, wait a minute.
yes, I have that information. All I have about you is your first, last name, email, and phone number.
Yeah, that's
And
what I got. We kind of submitted that little thing.
right. Okay, got it. And so that actually does bring me to another question. How did you learn about the link between DEPO and your condition? Was it from these
Yeah, I saw something
advertisements?
online. Yep.
Okay, got it. And I'm going to confirm your phone number with you. Is that 414-388-6077?
That's correct.
Okay, this is your mobile.
Yes,
Okay,
my
now,
only number.
is there a better time of day for you? Do you work in the mornings?
I work. I'm an insurance adjuster, so Brandon, I feel like I'm never really not working.
Oh,
So
I
no
see.
time is like best better than other. It's just like if somebody can reach me or send me a voicemail, and when I have a minute, I'll call back, or if I'm not too busy, I'll pick up.
Okay, so when you're able to reach out. Okay, I'll go
Yeah.
ahead and mark down. Is afternoons okay? Like around this time? Okay, got it. And what is your current address?
It is 4341 Horizon North Parkway, all separate words. Apartment 915, Dallas, Texas, 75287.
Got it, and that's Collin County.
Yep, it's Colin.
Okay, and you said the apartment number is 915. Okay, so going back to when you were administered the Depo Provera, was this administered by a doctor or medical staff?
Yes. I don't. That's a good question. Did the doctor, did the gynecologist do it every time, or did the let me try to recall who was giving me those?
I know sometimes a doctor can be busy and medical staff will
Yeah,
usually take
I
over.
want to say maybe one or the other. I
Half
don't
and
think
half.
it was either her assistant, and her name was Stephanie. I remember because I had a good rapport with her. So sometimes she would do it, and sometimes Dr. Catherine would do it.
Okay, got it. And that does bring me to my next question, what the doctor's name was. You said Dr. Catherine?
Yep, Catherine with a K, KATHERINE.
Got it. Okay. And
Because
do you
my
remember
mother
her
is
first
Kane,
name?
Charyne. That is her first name. Her last name is Garvey, Garvey.
Garvey.
Yeah, I just called
Okay.
her Dr. Catherine. That's what she liked.
Got it. Catherine Garvey. Okay. And what was the name of the facility?
Baylor Scott and White Medical.
Okay. Scott and White Medical.
Baylor Scott.
Baylor Scott and White. Okay.
Baylor Scott and White Medical Center.
Okay, Baylor Scott & White Medical, and this was off of, I just want to make sure I have the correct, what city was this located?
In Plano. I'm close to Plano. I live in Plano. Pretty
Okay,
much.
got it. And so that's off Alliance Boulevard.
Alliance, That's the
Okay,
correct one.
Very good. Thank you. And do you still have her phone number? It's okay if you don't.
I don't think I do. I don't, only because I have a new phone.
Okay, no
I could
problem.
search it though, and that's the best information. I can get that to you all.
Got it. We could also pull that information ourselves, so I appreciate it
Okay.
regardless. Now, coming down to the depot shot, did you ever receive any side medication from that, or you received the shots all throughout the same medical center?
I got what you said. Did I ever receive any side medication?
Correct.
Well, I don't know what that means. I'm sorry.
So, medication in regards to any type of contraceptive, did you ever receive that from anywhere else than the medical center?
Oh no, all of my shots were with there with Dr. Kedder.
Okay,
My
got it.
apologies.
And she also prescribed you, correct? So she was the one who suggested in the first place for you to take depo? Okay.
I wanted a hysterectomy.
Oh, really?
I guess I'm talking to my, yeah, I had two children already, and they were, even though I kind of started young, they were, adults.
Right.
So I didn't plan to get pregnant again. That was a surprise. And then I didn't want to have to deal with that again. I was like, I'm done. Can I just get a hysterectomy? But she didn't want to just, remove my
Right.
female reproductive system right away. So she suggested that.
Right. Because she would have to have a reason to do so, and she'd have to put through
Yeah.
the request and everything that goes on
And
top
it's
of that.
expensive, right?
Yeah, and then it goes through your insurance at that point. Okay. Got it. But when you did get diagnosed, you said you had a CT scan as well as an MRI. Did they do any type of biopsy or anything else?
I don't even remember having a biopsy.
Okay,
I
so.
had a biopsy before on, did I get one? For my head. I would have had to because I don't, they can't diagnose it any other way unless they test the matter.
Right,
I
right.
don't remember when it was though.
Okay, no problem. You don't need to remember that at the moment. I know it can get blurry around those times as well, memory-wise. Okay, but
It
do
was
you
just a
remember?
blur, period. It was scary finding out you got
Yeah.
a mass somewhere, a tumor,
Right. And when you were in the hospital and you were diagnosed, how soon did it take them to treat it?
So let me get my timeline again.
No problem.
I know I was in there for surgery for like up almost two weeks or so. August was about when I started having the issues, because that's when I remember. And then, so it was about mid-August when I was diagnosed. So they treated it. It went pretty fast, Brandon. It probably was like, okay, so it was about mid-August, and I think before the end of August, is, you know what? I remember when I actually had the and the treatment started like immediately.
Immediately.
So it was probably like the end of August, beginning of September.
Okay, so approximately the end of August.
Yeah, maybe the end of August. It didn't take that long at all. It wasn't even like because I was panicking. I remember my mom lives in Memphis, and I was like, I need you to get here, But so, yeah, it was like it happened pretty quick.
Okay, got it. So I'll put approximately the end of August bleeding into September.
Okay.
Okay, got it. And along those lines, what type of treatment did you go through?
I had a surgery
Okay.
to get the tumor out, and then thereafter I had radiation.
A radiation to make sure that it didn't grow back. Okay, got it. How did that all go? The surgery followed up with radiation?
Well, I'm here talking to you,
Yeah,
so
of course.
thank goodness.
And are you still experiencing symptoms to this day at all?
I don't. I think I feel like I'm back to normal.
That's good to hear.
Mostly. Sometimes I get nervous, like if I, like I said, like if I am a little, like I don't, you can hear right now, I'm a little nasally. So
Right.
I'm always cautious of those things and trying to be real, real proactive when I feel something in my body and not let things linger. So because I'm, constantly being attentive, I think I'm okay.
Right. Well, as you should be. I've spoken to so many different others that would wait a few years at least, even between going to a doctor just to check things out. And that time in itself is very crucial. So I'm glad you're able to get onto it quickly. And did they take good care of you throughout the surgery? I know every doctor differs.
They took excellent care of me. I've been here in Texas for 8 years from living in when I moved here from Wisconsin, and that's one thing I commend all the time, like the medical staff and doctors and nurses, like those people here that have helped me are in the right field because they're very caring people.
That's great to hear. So you did get a good treatment. And was this treatment carried out at the same medical center that you stated beforehand, or was it different?
No, which you mean Baylor Scott, where I got it? That was at Medical City Plano. I love Medical City.
Medical City Plano. Okay, so that's off
Yeah.
West 15th.
Yep, it's off 15th Street.
Got it. Medical
Not far
City.
from my house. Yep.
Yeah, there's some great reviews regarding that hospital. Okay.
Yeah, they were wonderful. I can't even stress that enough.
Got it. And I do have their information in regards to phone numbers and such. Do you remember what the name of your doctor was that diagnosed you?
So I saw an oncologist afterward. Okay, so I started with Dr. Catherine. I saw a neurologist. So Dr. O'Meara was my neurologist, but he
Dr.
did not
O'Meara.
perform it yet. Oh, his name is it's O-M-E-R is his first name. His last name, let me look at my phone 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
No, I still have that for a second. Okay, his last name. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Is Suhaib.
Fuhaib.
No, I got you on speaker, so let me speak clearly. It's S like Sam, U like umbrella, H like Henry, A like apple, I igloo, B Bravo.
Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. And this was your neurologist. So this would be the person that diagnosed you originally, but he did
That
not
no,
carry through
Dr.
the
O'Meara
treatment.
wasn't. Yeah, he did not. He there was a neurosurgeon that did the procedure.
Got it. Okay. And do you remember your neurosurgeon's name?
I can hold on. It's all in. I have a folder.
I see. I'm glad to hear that you keep things organized. I know it's tough to
Well,
keep track.
it was an important time,
Right.
so it was Dr. Staub. His first name is Blake. Last name is Phil. Staub. Staub.
Staub.
Be like boy, be
Oh,
like
B.
Bianca.
Dr. Staub. Okay, got it. So Blake Staub. Okay. Okay, I have his name down here. And this treatment was just a surgery. And did he also help you through the radiation as well, or did he have a team assist you?
I had a team. He did the craniotomy. I think that I have to say things slow so I can pronounce it properly. Craniotomy, that's what he did.
Okay, got it. And this is a random question, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis in your lifetime?
Nope.
Okay, good to hear. Okay, and like you said before, you didn't have any type of family history of meningiomas nor brain tumors in general.
No, I'd had a family history of cancer, but I had like my mom's aunt and then like two of my mom's sisters. There was a lot of them, maybe three. They had breast cancer, but not the tumor that I had. Nobody had
Okay,
that.
got it. Okay, and after your treatment, did you ever have to go to an emergency room again regarding the meningioma, or did everything go smoothly?
I did not go for that specifically. Like I said, I was always very conscious.
Right.
So I did find myself running to the doctor or like a urgent care at the sight of any little thing just because I was nervous. But not for that particular thing, I can't say.
Okay, got it. And in terms of your medical records, it sounds like you hold on to all of those. Do you have a MyChart?
I had my chart. I
Okay.
don't know. Yeah, I did have access to my chart. I haven't used it in so long.
Okay, got it. Just the fact that you have access is all that matters. As well as your medical records, it sounds like you have them, or are they still with the hospital?
Probably at the hospital. This is
Okay.
just like when I was, because that was an important time. I know I had a folder like, you know, in my personal outlook where I
Right.
just kept stuff like my appointments and stuff like that.
Right, the
I had an
specifics.
oncologist too. That's who did the radiation.
I see, your oncologist did. Okay, got it. And what was your oncologist's name?
Dr. Connor.
Dr. Connor. Okay. And first name? Or is that what was that his first name, Connor?
No. That's his last name. We call her Dr. Catherine, Dr. Catherine. By her first name, she preferred that. Dr. Charles Connor.
Got it. Charles Drug Connor. Okay,
Yep,
got that down.
CONNER. Yep.
Okay, now that brings me to my last set of questions. This one would be the emergency contact. So, in case we can't contact you regarding the case, is there anyone that you want to put down that we can call regarding it?
My daughter, she's my go-to. Her first name is Chelsea.
Okay, and does
Same
she live
last
with you?
name. She does live with me.
Okay.
She's been here with me for like a little over 3 years after I went through everything. She moved here with me from Wisconsin and she didn't leave.
Oh, really? Did she help you through treatment? Oh, that's great to hear. Got it.
I have two daughters and that's my youngest one. She moved down here with me. But Chelsea King, her phone number is 414-982-0078. Yep, I had her and my mom here. Well, my mom stayed for some months and then my daughter just permanently stayed.
Okay, got it. Well, it's always good to have someone with you. Okay, got it. And do you happen to know her email?
It is Chelsea, CHELSEA, King, KING, 74 at Gmail.
At gmail.com. Okay, got it. And just to let you know, we won't go out of our way to contact her. This is only if we can't reach you for months at a time.
Oh, that's okay. She's privy to everything, so that's fine.
All right, got it. Good to hear. And my last question is, if you are able to provide a large eligible signature through the DocuSign process, so that would be on your phone.
Yeah, I can do DocuSign. I'm familiar with that. I
Oh,
send
you
them
are.
all day to people.
Okay. Got it. Well, I'll be sending these documents over to you now here. So it's going to be a combination of the medical release forms. So that's if you would like to let the law firm pull those medical documents. Of course, you can pull them yourself if that's more comfortable. And on the side to that, there's going to be the retaining documents for the attorney.
Okay, I
So
got it.
those should be sending through now. You should see Brandon Sharp has sent you these documents. That's my full name.
Okay, what time is it? Oh, 3:39. Okay, I hopefully I can get to him right now. I have a meeting from 4 to 5, and then I'm off the work for the day. If not, I'll do that after 5.
Okay, no problem at all. Whenever is best for you. And they should have sent through now.
I did. I see him pop up, so I'll go ahead and review him.
Okay, yes. Go ahead and review them. And you should be able to get through the documents with just a couple of signatures. After you're done signing, if you would like to do that now, I'll review them at the moment.
Okay. Let me see if I can open them. I'm in a break area.
Okay, no
So,
problem. Take your time.
you know what? It actually may not let me. Brandon Sharp from Astoria. Hold on. Okay, I got to get out of here, Brandon. So I'll do it before my meeting.
Okay, no problem at all. If you'd like, can I leave you with my phone number here?
Yes.
Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay, 949-274-8638.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, I just called it to make sure that I have a baby here since I'm in a little spot in my
Okay.
office that doesn't work.
Perfect. I'm going to repeat that just to make sure you have the correct number because I didn't receive a call,
Well,
but that's
oh,
949.
let me repeat it then.
Okay.
Let me just do it. I want to make sure I dial correctly then. I have 949-274-8638.
Yep, that's correct.
Yep, that's what I dialed.
Okay, very good. So that should be the right number. Send me a text or give me a call whenever you do sign it so I can review it. And after that, I'll go ahead and send you the law firm's information, what number you can expect to receive a call from. They're going to verify everything and your claim will be submitted, okay?
Oh, somebody's gonna call me?
Correct, yes. After you send the
Okay.
documents.
Okay. All right. I'll get that done now. I'm gonna walk back across the crosswalk to my office and then I'll get it done.
Okay, well, hopefully I can make the process easy for you. I know it's tough to bring up things like that, but in general, you should be all set from here. Feel free to give me a call or text if you have any questions.
Okay, you've been a pleasure to speak with. Thank you for your help.
I appreciate that. Have a great day.
You as well.
Bye-bye.